Oh shit. Oh shit. It's Wednesday. Happy Halloween. The church of what's happening now. Blast that leak. Oh shit. Little Hector Lavoe. Straight 1970 with Willie Colon. Listen to this motherfucker. Oh shit. Little shout out for the Puerto Ricans in New York right now. Buried up there in the Bronx and all points north. I love you motherfuckers. What's happening, Lee?
Not much, buddy.
We're here. It's Wednesday. Happy Halloween. The church of what's happening now. Let me tell you something as usual. It's a beautiful motherfucking day to be alive here. Beautiful. My heart goes out to the people in Jersey and New York and North Carolina and Virginia and everybody who got affected from this. You know, I'm sitting there watching TV and I'm watching the streets where I fucking grew up. Little Ferry, I used to go out there to get hot dogs and, you know, they're showing Lower Manhattan. That's where I used to go get my Valiums and shit like that back in the day. And, you know, it's all flooded and it's a fucking nightmare. You got to think that 30, 40 years from now, a fucking storm will come and wipe that shit out. But I'll tell you what the sad thing is about this. We're next.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, fuck yeah. California is due for something, an earthquake, something, you know. So
as long as that freaks me out. I hadn't felt one up until like a couple months ago, and I felt my first one finally, and it wasn't that bad. But it freaked me out for like a second. And if there was a big earthquake, I'd be gone. I'd move back the next day if I survived it.
You ain't going nowhere, Lee. All right, you're gonna get a fucking generator. You're gonna do jumping jacks in your fucking apartment until they fucking clean up the trees and stuff, and that's it. You're gonna fucking go back to Boston. What are you gonna do in Boston? What are you gonna do? You're gonna exchange fucking Twitters with this chick. Now you gotta show in your little titties. What is wrong with you? I said go for the monkey. There's a reason. There's a psychological fucking twist, but we'll get to that later. We're gonna fill you in on details. We're gonna have a party for Christmas, Fart and Lee's face party. And we'll break that down for you. We were breaking it down last night. Lee was having a heart attack on the phone. So for the end of the year, we're gonna do a special thing for you, the church. We're gonna have a get together before Lee goes to Boston. Got a couple broads here to fucking fart in his face. I got the whole plan. Oh, it's great. He loves it.
He called me at work last night telling me this, and I've never heard him laugh so hard.
Oh, because this is Lee. You have no idea. You dread this stuff. But we can't open this with this right now. We got shit to talk about. I got shit to talk about. It's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day to be alive. I'm going to have my buddy Jimmy Loops call up with the North Bergen report and let you know what's going on in the streets of North Bergen. He called me yesterday. He was telling me, and it was kind of sad. Even growing up there, you know, a lot of people don't know this. I came from the second hilliest town in New Jersey. When we were fucking kids and it would rain, the cemetery graves would wash up. Ugh. The bottom of 46th Street Hill would be little fucking skeletons and shit. I can't even imagine what it's like now. I can't even imagine the bottom of those hills. But the mayor from my hometown was on CNN the other day talking shit. So who gives a fuck? The lights went. Hey, listen, it's a disaster for the whole East Coast and my heart goes out to you. They can't even get, they don't even have fucking Stick'Em. They can't even get Stick'Em right now. They're trying to get the subway. The subways are packed.
Oh, that's the water, like up until the platforms. That's crazy to see.
Oh, and fucking Atlantic City's done. Yeah, then I wrote a tweet. Atlantic City's done finally. I love Atlantic City, but it needed to get cleaned up. It needed to get modernized. So maybe this will help it. Seaside is fucked up. You know, I grew up on Seaside. I grew up in Seaside Heights. I was down every fucking summer since God knows when. That's where you go. That's where your parents take you. Long Beach Island, LBI. You know, fuck. I mean, it's just, it really is. It just does something to you. But anyway, fucking Sons of Anarchy, the plot is thickening. Gemma was getting high. The car went off the fucking thing with the kids. But the plot's thickening. You know, Clay is just a fucking shithead. But I got to watch it again this morning. Because what happens is on Tuesdays, it's my acupuncture day. I go to the store, I get a little edible pool. And next thing you know, I'm watching this shit. I don't even know what the fuck's going on until after it finishes. But I know the plot is thickening and shit. Poor fucking Chuck Zito.
Yeah, sure. That's only Tuesdays for you.
What's up?
That's only Tuesdays.
Yeah, but I like it on Tuesdays because I'm busy at the end of the week. So I got to get my shit, my groove on like Stella on Monday or Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? You got to live like Stella. You got to get your fucking groove on, you know? What else have I got going on today? I got a couple things I want to talk to you about. And I'll tell you what, for you people into politics and voting, see, it's like gambling, all right? You can look at the teams and the quarterbacks and the strategies and their number three on offense, and you can't figure out shit. People still lose. They get the betting reports. Same thing's going on with politics. You guys sit there and you listen to what these momos are saying, the same thing that these momos have been saying for the last 40 years since I came from Cuba. Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever happens. So after a while, you just become tolerant to it. So you're watching all this shit. Yeah, now I'm listening. I'm watching about this hurricane coming in. And I'm thinking to myself, Obama's probably jumping up and fucking down.
Why would he say that?
Because, let me tell you something. This is what the country's looking at to see how a president reacts. You know, we got zero marks with fucking when the storm hit New Orleans.
Okay.
They say the system fucking failed. Let's see if it fails for this. Everybody's watching. You know, that's why Governor Christie, in the interview last night, I think on 2020, whatever, he was talking about CNN. He was talking about how, you know, we're going to start rebuilding next fucking week. He was just letting the president know how we're fucking doing this. We're starting to rebuild. Today was a day of sorrow, and tomorrow we're going to start fucking rebuilding this motherfucker. This week, we're going to go for it. So right now, today, like last night, he flew in. He was hanging out with white people, Obama, singing Bruce Springsteen songs, jumping up and down. They're all clapping, you know, born in the USA. You know, the whole fucking deal. And they're having fun. They got to get. If Obama is in Jersey today and he starts shoving out fucking 20s all over Jersey and New York, it's over for Romney. It's over.
You think so?
Yeah, because that's what they're looking at. Supposedly, Romney said shit about FEMA and all this stuff. Well, now we're going to fucking see. We're going to see if there's. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just read little articles here and there in the paper. But yesterday was funny because when I saw that, that's the first thing I said to my wife, that this whole country's watching now to see how this guy reacts. This guy saves a fucking little town and starts jumping up on Channel fucking 4. Obama, you little Romney motherfuckers are done. It's over. You might as well pack your shit, get your little tambourines, and go back to Utah, wherever the fuck he's from. Boston up there, I don't fucking give a fuck. But yeah, we're going to see how he reacts to this. This is going to be great this week.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I don't know if you watch 30 Rock anymore, but there was a line that Tracy Jordan had in the last one about an election, because he said he was talking to someone, he's saying, I've done comedy all over this country, so no one knows the country better than I do. So, I mean, you probably know what people are looking for, because you've been
everywhere. Just know what society is looking for. They failed last time. They failed. When New Orleans got hit, black people were floating for fucking a week. They never wanted this to happen again. That's why they've been so precautionous about both hurricanes that have come since then. They're going to watch how the president reacts to this. This is going to be the real deal. Today, you should see the president on TV all day with galoshes on. That's what the president should do if he wants to win. He should go down there. All they got to do is show the president with a board in his hand, jumping up and down with Bruce Springsteen and fucking, you know, get some other chick singing songs and shit. It's over. It's over. Get some chick from Jersey barefoot with a fucking guitar. Watch. They'll show a picture of him hugging Snooki's baby or something. It's over. It's over, Romney. And I don't care. I can't vote. I know that both fucking ways. It's a disaster no matter how we cut it.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck. But it's happy Halloween. What are you going to dress up as, you little cocksucker? Look at you. With your little Mortimer Brown hair dude today.
I'm going as a flying Jew tonight.
Are you really? Now, what does a flying Jew consist of? Because my man Einstein at 10th Planet Culver City is going as Jew Jitsu. He had to pick up the gi with the fucking Star of David on it.
That's hilarious.
And he got a long beard. And you know how people do. Jews go crazy. Jews don't like Halloween.
I don't know. Have wings made out of money or something.
Don't like Halloween. They don't like buying candy for little fucking black kids. That's just the way it works out. People knocking on my door. They want candies. I don't need this shit. I could be spending this shit on fucking bagels.
Now, let me ask you something. Because I was thinking when you said that, I was thinking Jews probably wouldn't like UNICEF. Did you guys do anything with UNICEF? Because I would imagine that would have been like
UNICEF?
Where you walk around with a box and you get coins. Did they have that when you were a kid?
No, did you have to do that?
When I was a kid, yeah, you walk around and you get candy and change for kids in Africa. So
who gives a fuck, UNICEF?
I assumed you would have stolen that.
Stop it, will you? Stole fucking from UNICEF. What's the matter with you? I got class. I stole from some blind kids once in a glass at Carvel. I was like $3 to get into the city. And I fucking took the jar. I always felt guilty about that. I was at Carvel. It was like supposed to be around the corner from Eddie Murphy's gas station in Fort Lee, New Jersey, there on Anderson Avenue. And I was in there getting an ice cream cone. There was a little jar. Some kid with a fucking playing a drum with a missing hoof. It's like, donate. And I took the fucking jar with $3 in it. I've never forgiven myself since. But it was funny that San Francisco won, you know, the World Series.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with my uncle, and he told me. He's like, dog, San Francisco's going to beat them. They're this scrappy team. He goes, Detroit's a $1,000 suit. That's perfect. He goes, San Francisco's a $1,000 suit with patches in it. He goes, they're going to take them down. But it's funny how they won. I was thinking about something which I've never really discussed. You know, you always talk about being bored in your life, you know. My whole life struggle, what we made the documentary about, was getting out of North Bergen. And I finally left Northbury, and I was robbing these gas stations with Georgie, and I was I was living like a fucking nomad, and I had 18 grand. I got the settlement, and I got 18 grand. I took 10, and I put it in the bank in Boulder, and I got 8 grand, and I played with it. And I didn't have to do nothing, Lee. I was bored. I was 24 years old. I just moved to Boulder. And here I am, bored with money. All I had to do was wake up every day, go get Chinese food, get some weed. And I was working out at a gym on the hill. I was having a great time. After a month, Lee, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And here I got the money to cover me, and I started going out and getting credit cards sent out and using them. And the cop finally put it together, and they came, and they wanted me to confess. And I took this girl I was dating at the time. We went to San Francisco. And we lived at the Virginian Hotel, which is now a hostel down the Tenderloin.
Okay.
In 1985, I lived in the fucking Tenderloin. That's like living in hell in 85. It was surrounded by black and fucking crazy people. And I didn't give a fuck. I was young. So I'm living in San Francisco. I'm hiding out. And I find, you know, my mother died in 79. And in 79, after she died, the Cubans got into the country.
Okay.
And now for 5 years, I had been hanging out with everything, anything but Cubans.
Oh, wow.
So in San Francisco in 85, I don't know, I went to the corner one day and I realized that there was a lot of Cuban refugees. This area down the Tenderloin, these two blocks are run by Cuban refugees.
I didn't know that.
It was amazing. I mean, I got in touch with myself again because I was lost, you know, and I was fucking crazy. But I hooked up with these guys, and it was sad because these guys were engineers and lawyers in Cuba, but they were political prisoners that had been thrown in jail. And then when Castro opened up the gates in 79, they flooded them. And they went to Minnesota first, and they ended up in San Francisco.
Okay.
But now they were in San Francisco, and they were fucking living like sons of anarchy. They were moving coke, weed, heroin, guns, Cuban bitches, and they controlled these two blocks. I'm not kidding you. They controlled these two blocks. And they were very nice. I got to talk to them, and there was one guy. He was an old man. They called him Puro. He had white hair. Puro means pure. You're the pureness of the family, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I became friends with him. And they liked me. There was like four or five of them that were gangsters, and they really liked me, and I liked them. And I was useful to them because I spoke English. So they would tell me, come on down every day. Now, in those days, I used to dress up. In those days, I used to dress tight because I wanted to look good, so when I went out and I robbed you, you couldn't tell it was even me who robbed you. You know, I would go into buildings and hawk fucking... you know, fucking deposits, banks, and
so
shit.
So you mean
like
a suit?
Oh, yeah. I would dress up in suits or really nice shirts with shoes and pants.
Oh, shit.
And I would hang out down there, and these guys used to give me their overflow. Like, some days I sold nickel bags for them. Some days I cashed in traveler's checks up in Japan City, up there in San Francisco. Some days they got jewelry, and I would take it to jewelry stores and get 10, 20% off the top. I never told nobody about this.
No, I never heard of this.
So... The one guy's name was Bambusi. He was a very dear friend of mine. It was weird that he was an engineer in Cuba, and Bambusi went out in the mornings at 7, and he fucking stayed out till 10 selling weed, heroin, like I said. And at the time, I was doing a little bit. I wasn't doing blow. I was smoking weed, and I had this girlfriend, and Bambusi was my kind of like street guy. You know, I reported to Bambusi, and I reported to Puro. And every day, and I was making thousands with these guys. And I had 10,000 in the bank in Boulder, and I had 8 grand I was playing with. But I held on to those 8 grand tight, and I was just rolling on the street with the street money I was making. I would make $140 here, $300, you know, $800 off the traveler's checks. So to make a long story short, one day they come to me, they go, listen, you got a piece. At the time, I had this old fucking 38, you know, and I was infatuated with weapons at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I had this gun, and they called me, and they said, hey, we need for you to bodyguard one of our friends for the weekend. You know, and I go, okay. And the guy came up. They said, go to a hotel, go to the Hilton across from where I was staying. There was a Hilton. There was a Hotel California restaurant there, a couple different hotels. It's all different now. And I went over there, and I get to the fucking hotel room, and it's this Cuban guy that's like a gangster, really handsome at the time. He looked like Manny from Scarface.
Okay.
He was married with kids, but his freak was his fucking mental block, which this is a big mental block of the guys that went to jail in Cuba, was he liked men. He liked to smack the shit out of men that dressed up as women. So these guys weren't transsexuals yet. They didn't have a pussy. They were men.
Okay.
And they'd fill their bra with paperwork, and they'd do... you know, fucking makeup, and they were women, you know, the women you see on Santa Monica, and you know, like I think Santa Monica and like La Brea are transvestites. Santa Monica and Vine are fucking the full deal. They went to the farm and got the dick cut off and hanging out with Chaz Bono on the weekend playing the drums.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
anyways.
So I get to this apartment. I get to this hotel, and this guy's like, come in. My name is whatever, real good-looking guy. And all of a sudden, all these guys dressed up as women start coming out of this room. And he's like, this is Sonia. This is Lucy. And I'm like, that's fucking Carlos, and that's Jose. You know, who the fuck are you kidding?
So, do you like to have sex with them, or like, did you
beat them? He likes sex with them, and he would have one main one that he would smack the fuck out of, and she would cry in public. It was crazy. And then he had a parade of other ones that he would tell them to suck his dick, and they were like Coke Mules fans. Jesus. What he would do is he would get them down to Miami to send, and he would pack them all up to get send Coke to San Francisco. So now, I mean, this is fucking crazy. I was just thinking about this shit. And I forget what the guy's name was. I know the guy that hooked me up with him was Bamboosie. So, you know, I would have to go guard these guys at night. I'd have to go up there like at 11 o'clock at night, and they'd have coke. They'd do cocaine. I couldn't do coke then. I would just stand out in the hall, and he would smack the fuck out of the man. Every night he smacked the one gay guy and smacked him, and she would yell, no, Poppy, no, Poppy. And he would smack the fuck out of him.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. Lee, this was craziness. And I couldn't say it. I would tell the guys, what the fuck did you involve me in? And they would giggle. Guy was paying me probably $400 a day, $500 cash a day.
So there are guys who go to jail, and they get into guys when they're in there, but when they get out, they don't go back?
No, the guys that go to jail, and while they get in jail, they get a guy, and they say, from now on, you're going to be my fucking girlfriend. In the Cuban jails, especially, where there's violence is, you know, the main thing. I mean, the Cuban jails, no Moro, they have this big room, and there's a hole in the middle, and you walk around naked, and that's where you piss and shit. So every time you shit, there's naked men watching you. They break you down to the 20th degree.
Jesus.
You know, a jail in the United States and a jail from Cuba is two different situations. United States jail, they give you a blanket and a suit. In Cuba, you got to fight for that fucking shirt. And at night, that temperature drops. That shit gets cold out there like a motherfucker. And here you are in a jail from the 16th fucking century. So it's a struggle. But what they do is they get a guy and they go, you're going to be my bitch. And they make him put makeup on and lipstick and wigs. And they make him get a bra and fill him up. And that's what they do. But it's hysterical that the guys play along. Like they're like, hi, Poppy, don't hit me. And he smacks her. And there was no 911. There was no domestic violence. But the funny thing was that the reason why I lost my job with this guy is he had a Colombian buddy that would stash the blow for him. And I found out where it was. And in those days, I was crazy. I think I told you the story. I went over there and I got the key to the room and I busted the fucking thing down, even though I had the key for some stupid reason. And I went in, there was two bags. There was a bag with blow in it. And there was with American cash in it, and there was another bag with a ton of Colombian money, tons, packed to the top, and a little American cash in it. So me being the asshole that I am, I left the coke because I didn't want to put it back on the plane. I didn't know how to take it. I was just stupid. I wasn't thinking, and I took the bag with the Colombian money, and I took that back to my hotel room, and I counted it. And there was like 3 million fucking Colombian, and it was maybe 10,000 American. So I get on the phone with my friends with Lubes and all these guys. And I'm like, dog, I got 3 million fucking Colombian. I will be on the plane back tomorrow morning. All I'm going to do is go to the bank place where you cash in your money. And right from there, I'm not even packing. I'm getting a fucking cab to SFO, and I'm flying right to Newark for the party of the fucking decade on me.
So you stole from the Colombian mob. Or whatever the fuck it is.
I know, the Colombian mob was just three fucking guys dressed up like Puerto Ricans. Colombian. Who fucking knows?
Colombian.
And what is this, Discovery? The Colombian mob. This is fucking two guys trying to make a living. So I go into their room and I fucking take the wrong bag. So I go back to my hotel room and they're looking for me. Like they know, they think it was me. And the next, I lay low and I call this big fucking black dude I know. Bamboosie knows, and I tell him to meet me at the hotel at 9 in the morning. We're going to go make a big delivery. And I call my buddies, and I tell them too, listen, I'm going to cash this money in. As soon as I cash it, I'm going right to the fucking airport, and I'm flying back to North Bergen, and we're going to have the party of a decade. It's probably September of 85. I had left in June of 85. I was really homesick. I was ready to go home and lose my mind. And the next day, I get up early in the morning, I do my jumping jacks, I eat a nice breakfast, I got like $3. I promised the black dude 10 G's. I'm a big shot in my mind. The fucking thing opens at 9, I get there at 8:55, where you go, transfer money.
Yeah.
So I say, you have money from Israel. and you want to cash it in, you know, you go and they have a denomination, they put in a calculator. I had so much fucking Colombian cash, they couldn't even fit it under the holes. A guard had to come on, I had to hand them the fucking baggie with all the Colombian money. This is how fucking crazy this was.
And that wouldn't, like, set off a bell? Like,
no, they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. Only on CSI Miami. When I'm making 10 points on your $3 million, nobody cares.
Okay.
So you're looking at the paperwork, looking at numbers. From, oh, my God. So you're watching too much television, Lee. So he looks at it. He rings it up. They're ringing it up for fucking an hour. Lee, counting 20s. And they look me straight in the face. They're like, it's going to be like $340 American. I was fucking heartbroken. I robbed that money. They're looking for me. I thought I had millions in Colombian money. And it was like $300 fucking dollars. I had to give the black guy $200 to bodyguard. I was already minus two. So you have no fucking idea. So for some reason, I was just thinking of that last night with the fucking guy, with the six gay guys. It was Lee. It was crazy, dog. And he never asked me, like, do you want to get your dick sucked? Do you want to play the bongos with these guys and put on a cape? He just, you know, I kept to myself outside this fucking hotel room.
So this is laying low for you. This is laying low
in 85. Well, I was trying to break into the fucking criminal business because I was bored like you are. I thought I was bored, you know. That's why I was thinking about the story. I was like, yeah, I got this money. I should be out slinging dick. I should be out robbing people. But that was one of my... San Francisco was deep for me, bro. Those were 3 or 4 months that were... That's what I was doing. I was carrying a gun. I was selling traveler's checks. You know, I never rolled nobody in San Francisco. That was fucked up. I had a little job bartending at Cuckoo's Nest up on Haight-Ashbury. I don't fuck around, Lee. I don't fuck around, though.
Jesus. So how, like, I understand that you, like, you found out they were Cuban, but how do you go from, hey, you're Cuban, to I'm going to start bodyguarding the head boss or whatever guy?
That just happens. That just happens, bro. I just started going down there, and I started talking to people. And then after a while, they would say, listen, man, in 85, I would buy so many nickel bags in 178th in Amsterdam. Those were Cuban refugees, too. And one day I asked them, too, I said, what do I need to do here to get a part of the clique? And they go, you got to sell nickel bags for us. I said, all right. They would give you, like, fucking 25 nickel bags.
Okay.
At $5, that's $125. And they would let you keep $25 of that. So you would have to sell 400, 500, 600 nickel bags in Harlem to make any type of money. Oof. Like 120. If you sold 500 nickel bags as a street dealer for those fucking guys, you make $125 in those days. That's all day.
Jesus.
That's a 15 fucking hour day.
And is a nickel bag like a gram? Like,
nah, sorry? Who knows? It was a nickel bag. Nah, it was, bro, those denominations don't even exist anymore.
Oh, I didn't know if it was like one butt or something.
You couldn't buy a nickel bag today of your life. It's $18 for a gram.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's a fucking nickel bag out of that? A nickel bag is half of that. Yeah, you used to get three joints out of a nickel bag of brown weed or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Lee, motherfucking Leland in the house. What time you got, Lee? I got my man Luby calling up with the report. What's going on, Lee? What else has happened? I want to give out some shout-outs. Before I forget, there's some great fucking people.
Shout out alert.
Labos, Lance Johnson, Rob McKenzie, Louis Ba Farhad Ali. Everybody says I don't like fucking Arabs. There's my man, Farhad Ali. I'm with the Jews, I'm with the Arabs, and my girl, NB Leaf girl up in Canada. She invited me to a fucking football game. I'm about to take Lee over there to Miami against New England. That's how he rolls. She's bringing her husband. Awesome. I thought she was coming by herself so I could squeeze her titties. Then she throws the fucking husband in there. How you gonna act, Lee, when your fucking rims ain't clean, cocksucker? You bad to the bone Jew. What else is going on in your life, Lee?
Well, since you told the entire world, I'm seeing that girl when I go back. And so for the past week, I've been eating like super healthy. Like I haven't had any fast food, or I've been eating really healthy. And I'm fucking hungry.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough. You know what, man? I'll tell you what might help. I'm going to give you some protein powder. Cause
you think that'll fill you up?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You're trying to get healthy. You're trying to lose weight. You know, if you replace all fucking SlimFast is a meal replacement with a lot of fiber in it, you shit blood for 3 months. But you're not gonna live like that forever. You're not gonna live on SlimFast shakes.
No,
when you go to Boston, you got your girl. You're gonna have to spend eat lobsters and shit. There's no shrimp fast. After you eat that monkey, you're gonna be laying out in the bed. She's gonna feed you grapes like fucking Julius Caesar with your little dark shadows head, dude. But anyway, you know, I use meal replacements. So Omnit sent this bunch of stuff. You know, Joe told me about the protein shake. That's tremendous. I don't know what the grams of protein are in it. Omnit's got some great stuff if you're a fat fuck, by the way. You get the mood enhancer to help you with your mood because you're hungry.
Okay.
Then you get the fucking bone and stone, the glucosamine and everything for your joints. Because when you're a fat fuck, let me tell you something. They expect you to go to a Y and run or ride a bike. Let me tell you something. When you're a fat fuck, when you're over 300 pounds, your joints hurt. Mm-hmm. Especially when you first start a workout. First couple of days, man, your joints are going to hurt. You're going to go, you know what? I can't go back. My joints are hurting. That's why you want to do stuff that is not high, whatever, you know, high intensity, like a pool. That's why I said going to pool. Fat man alert. Fat man alert. You're 7 fucking weeks from the holidays. If you don't lift your metabolism now, by December 18th, your asshole's going to blow and your head's going to blow from how fat you are. So you got to get on the bike right now. Fat man alert. Every fuck 3-4 times this week, you start with 5 minutes a fucking day on the bicycle or you go for a walk. I just read a research out of fucking Korea, that if you're a fat fuck, I'm serious, bro. Why would I lie to you? I read all this stuff about health. It was on Twitter, and I kept clicking, clicking, clicking. And it took me all the way back to fucking Korea, to the Dun Hun Kun fucking clan, though. The Koreans, I'm just fucking around with you. But seriously, they did a study in Korea about 30 minutes a day. It lowers your cortisone, it gets your heart in shape, you know, it raises your metabolism. So 30 minutes a day of walking, and they say you can break it up into 3 fucking segments. So that means you can walk around your block for 10 minutes, go upstairs, eat a cheeseburger. Walk around your block for 10 minutes, go upstairs, eat a fucking salad, and walk around your block and eat an apple. And that's it. They're making it easy for you, guys. So, man, fat man alert. Fat man alert. 7 weeks to fucking holidays. You got to start now, because if not, by the time fucking Thanksgiving comes, you're going to be 80 fucking pounds heavy. I'm not talking about you, but you're
brother. I know.
I know you're doing jumping jacks. You're trying to do the best you can.
I'm trying.
But you're still not getting to the heart of the patois with this chick. I'm telling you, they're going to get you in the hotel room. They got 3 black guys in fucking some part of Boston. They're going to finger fuck you, and then they're going to mug you. And you're going to be thinking about Joey. That's why it's a system. You're going for the monkey. You're like, send me a picture of your titties. What's that going to do? I know a girl up the corner for $3 to show your fucking titties all day long. That's not the problem. You want to get the fucking picture of the monkey. How old is she?
21.
What are you kidding me? That thing, it pictures beautifully. It's not like you're 40 and the fucking limb is hanging off and the noodle is going the other way. It's 20. Tell her, take a picture and send it. And then you're in for sure. But she's got to put a part of commitment. I can't have my boy Lee running around Boston. All you need is a girl to get their hands on you now, Lee. She sucks your little dick and sniffs your balls. You're done. You'll be giving her every dollar in your fucking little Jew bank account. It's all over. You'll be coming back like a fucking bunny rabbit is with your pockets hanging out all broke, looking at me crying and shit. Get it together. You got to invest. You got a bunch of bitches hitting you up online. You're like a sweet daddy pimp. You're like, well, do you know who the fucking power that Lee Syed has from Israel Direct?
I think you know more than I do.
No, but this is what I'm trying to say to you, because you're sitting there all shy, your face is all red, like I got to light a cigarette off your eyeball.
I'm sure you could.
You don't
right
even
now.
Fucking know, Lee. I'm telling you right now, what we're going to do is this, all right, people, listen. We're going to get up a location here in L.A. I'm going to charge $25 at the door. I'm not going to make a dime. 20 of it, we're going to get, let's say we get 100 people to come down and watch, 200 people, we're going to get that $20, and we're going to chop it up 3 ways. We're going to get 3 hot chicks that are going to hit me up on Twitter or your boyfriends, and we're going to show a picture
not
of their
boyfriend.
Ass. Shut up, bitch. And we're going to, your boyfriends are going to submit you, because they're not going to have sex with them. What they're going to do is we're going to get Lee, we're going to put them on a stage. We're going to get 3 chicks to sit there, very nice. They're going to go to Taco Bell. They're going to go to wherever they want in the daytime and eat. Bring the receipt. We'll take it out of the tab. Go to Taco Bell. Go get some Chinese food. Eat some sour cream by the fucking gallon. I want you to get your asshole ready. Lee's going to sit on stage with his mouth open. Now,
last night you said they had to be clean.
Huh?
Last night you said they had to be clean.
No, their asshole has to be clean.
Taco Bell isn't clean?
Taco Bell's clean because they're going to eat it, not shit it. And I don't want nobody there with shitty mufflers. You're going to have a nice muffler. You're going to put you on stage. Lee's going to sniff it first. He's going to sniff the gunpowder because they know a good woman, her asshole smell like gunpowder. It doesn't smell like shit. It's sweat. A little gunpowder. Then you're going to open your mouth. Then they're going to fart in your face. But while they're farting in your face, you're going to have your finger in their little pussy. just moving it around when it's nice and wet. That little time, look, his Lee's face is getting red already. Thinking about. So I don't want you to faint from the fart in your mouth. I want you to take it in, then real quick, pop your finger out and put it under your nose and sniff it, so it brings you back. It's like when you go to a doctor and they give you a needle and you're going to faint. They give you that aluminum thing under your nose, the ammonia. It's the same thing. So you're going to take your finger out and sniff it so you don't pass out. So what we're going
to
do is...
Why does my mouth have to be open?
Because that's part of the whole thing. When you're eating ass, your mouth is open. You're not sitting there with your mouth closed like you're swimming underwater. You got that mouth open. Look at that fucking muffler. She's going to fart in your eyeball. And you're going to have your mouth open. So $20. Let's say 200 people show up times 20. We're going to take that and chop it up between three girls. The five goes to you for damages. In case you got to take it to the doctor, to the hospital, or they loosen up a tooth in your mouth from a fart, something. But at least you get something out of that fart in your face. You got your little pinky in there, monkey shaking it around. So as soon as they fart, as soon as you feel a little weak, you just smell your finger and you're back. Like fucking Batman in 69. You follow me?
Are all three of them doing it at once? Or
no, one at a time. I sit through three different ones. Lee, who the fuck are you? When was the last time a chick farted in your fucking
Never.
Face? All right, then. Then what do you get next to look at you?
Have you had a girlfriend in your face?
Always. That's part of the whole thing. That's part of the whole world. Every savage has finally told the women, go for broke. Fart in my fucking eyeball. Go. You know what I'm saying? Look at you. Look at you. Look at Lee. He's all giggly and shit. What are you gonna do? Lee, I gotta have a long talk with you. You're acting all fucking strange and shit.
Fart in my eyeball. Oh no, my
you
never God.
Have a little fart in your eyeball. Lee. That's what we're trying to turn you out. When was the last time you've been turned out? You ever been turned out by a hooker where she shoves a finger up your ass and sucks your balls? Sings a Rigoletto songs and shit like that. You never been turned out. That's what your problem is. That's why you're all like, you know, we got. If I do like Rick James' sister to turn you out, we need like a pimp black chick to just turn you out, put a bell up your ass, the whole put a butt plug up your ass to suck your balls.
What is going on here?
You know what's going on, cocksucker. We're going to take you to the next level. Put some music on for me.
I'm
going to
pass out.
Where's this fucking guy? He's supposed to call. He's going to call me in an hour, stuttering up a storm.
Oh, my God. All right, here we go.
Here you go, little Foo Fighters. I love this song. When I'm having a bad day, I put this fucking song on. I go out there, I sling dick with like a soldier, like a medic, like my buddy recommended there. He said, you guys are a doctor and a fucking a soldier together. That's a medic. So a lot of people don't know that. I'm trying to fill you in, Lee. Lee, blast this shit. What? Oh, shit. So we're looking for three girls to volunteer for this. They gotta be spotless hot or he won't do it. So
I'm not gonna be able to listen to this song.
Send your request to Twitter if you wanna fart in Lee's face a week before Christmas.
Oh my God.
And I know you all do. Don't be lying. I'm sorry I'm calling, but I gotta remind this fucking kid. You know what I'm saying? When he probably went back to sleep, he's stuttering himself back to fucking. What's up, Lee? Turn the music off. He's looking at me staring. You're in shock, Lee. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know if I can talk for the next couple minutes.
Nah, Lee, this is what it's all about.
This is what it's all about.
Dropping fucking stories on you. You're supposed to be, you know, loving me and telling me this shit, that this is what you want to do. You know, Lee, you're a young man. All I'm trying to let you know is you got the world by the balls.
I don't know if
you're fucking younger than 40 today, in today's world, you got the world by the balls. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You don't even fucking know that. That's why, you know, that's why I try to tell you the truth. You're a young kid, you're 24, you want to do more, but it all starts with this chick, this buzzer. How can you move when you're stuck? You haven't had a chick, you haven't sniffed a muffler. When you sniff that little ass, and it smells like a fucking stick of dynamite, like gunpowder. And she's got little barnacles around her little ass. Oh, you don't know what that's like, Lee. It's a fucking package.
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
No, you love it. You're a fucking pimp. You're a pimp slinging dick and giving out bubblegum.
Yeah, but why does he have to have shit on her asshole?
I didn't say shit.
What's barnacles then?
Barnacles is like the flavor. Doesn't mean you got shit on your ass. Get the flavor. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. What's happening, my little brother?
What's up, buddy? I just had to take a little spin around the block before I called you back.
What's going on?
It's cold out.
Is it cold out? Is it still raining back there in New York, New Jersey area?
No, those people that don't have heat ain't destroying them.
They what?
No power.
They still got no power, but I heard you got power, right?
2 more weeks is that now.
2 weeks to get power?
2 million people, 2 weeks at least, minimum. Minimum.
Holy shit. Now, how bad does the neighborhood look? How bad does the neighborhood look?
Oh, terrible, terrible. You know, but I tell you what, out of the whole town, there's like maybe 7 blocks that have power.
And that's it.
You know, 79 to like 82nd, and then the rest of the town is wiped out. Trees down, everything. No power, and it's getting cold out, too. It's got to be like 40 degrees out now, too.
Now, what do you got to eat? Anything open to go eat? Like fucking Nick's Pizza? Nothing?
Nothing. None's open. None's open. No street lights. No, nothing. You can't find milk. You can't find soda. You can't find nothing.
That's a fucking nightmare.
It's like, your worst nightmare now, you know?
And you can't go into the city. The city's closed from 39th Street all the way down?
You had to see New York City last night. Like, those streets that we used to go to, like, you know, whatever, 23rd Street, we used to get those little dime bags of pot.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's completely pitch dark. Pitch dark, and his car just with pitch dark with no lights, right? No street lights, and his car is flying by both directions, and you have people trying to cross the street with these little flashlights. It's a funny thing, and people with those minor hats on.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing.
Oh my God, Luce. Now the George Washington Bridge is open. Like, let's say you want to go get a package of fucking powder in the city. That's impossible.
No,
like, nobody's out.
The only out of the 7 or 8, you know, like major bridges and that, the only thing that's open is the Lincoln Tunnel.
Holy shit!
And they stop you there, and you have to have a, and they say, why are you going into the tunnel? And you know, you have to be either a worker or live there or, you know, something. Otherwise, the Holland Tunnel is under 7 feet. It's covered in water up to 7 feet. Didn't believe that, 7 feet of water.
7 fucking feet. You know, I'm watching on TV, you know, Lubes, they had Little Ferry on, right. They had all these fucking things on, and I'm watching this. You know, I don't know how many times I drove out to Little Ferry. I don't know how many times,
we
were down the fucking Jersey Shore. I don't know.
This is like real life shit, man. Did you see Seaside Park?
Fucking gone.
You know, they had that nice boardwalk and everything.
Yeah.
Now they got the Ferris wheel is flowing in a. They showed you a picture of the Ferris wheel is like floating in the ocean. The whole boardwalk is gone.
Remember, that's what we used to go get the open turkey sandwich. What was the name of that place?
The giant snots, you know.
Oh my God! What was the name of that place? The Fleming's or something? I don't know. Somebody was just telling me it's still like fucking that. Open. I remember getting in the car during the week and going down there with Conti, and driving an hour to fucking get a sandwich down there and driving back that same night just to get those sandwiches down.
Oh
the street.
Yeah.
So when I seen the governor walking on the beach yesterday, I was heartbroken, man. I just, you know, what are you gonna do? Get up and fucking cry?
Even though our governor that fat bastard Christie and that he was always crying, saying he was done with that was my childhood.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
look at his goddamn childhood, that bastard.
You know, and here's what I was thinking about, Lubes. I mean, I grew up downtown, you know, I grew up on Givenat Terrace.
Right.
And I know where like Carlos used to live and shit. You know, we were kids and it would rain, like it would just rain, the fucking cemetery would wash up. And I remember them having like that street closed off on 46th Street and taking up bodies like little skeleton parts and shit. I can't imagine. Like, my basement used to flood in the 70s. What would happen? Did your basement flood and all that or no?
Oh, no. Don't worry about it. I live on the hill, so.
So everything, your basement didn't flood? Nothing. The bottom of those hills aren't fucking
like
little oceans?
No, the water goes right down the hill, boy. But like people like in like Little Ferry, Did you see that?
Yeah.
The guy's basement flooded. His basement flooded. His first floor flooded. And the water went, came up to the fifth stair. They were standing on the top of the stairs, you know, shaking in that because you couldn't leave their house because outside the house was like 10 feet of water.
That is funny.
The lady said it was like, you know, it was like a... And there's one town, listen to the story. There's one town in Queens.
Yes.
Queens, New York, where all the like firefighters live, like, you know. It's called what, Greedy Point?
Right, they had over 100 fires. Over.
They have 110 houses, right? And a fire started there, and out of the 110 houses, 85 of them burnt down to the ground. And they couldn't do nothing about it because the wind was 110 miles from out, just like blowing the fire. And these people were crying, saying, what did we do wrong? This fire coming, this fire, you know. It's like the, you know, God is showing us out the, you know, what's it called?
The Mayans. They're giving us a fucking warning, Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was, you know, and you know me, man, I'm a skeptic, Luby. And I started hearing about the storm. I'm like, what are they trying to do, scare white people? I go, that's what I thought they were doing. You know, scaring white people, go shopping, go buy a generator. It fucking blew my mind. You know, I've been calling you guys since Sunday, keeping track with half of you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was like the storm was like, you know, it like outsmarted everybody. Came up and just sat there, building up some strength, and waited for, you know, for the high tide to come, waiting for that full moon, and then it's just, let's just go and burn Jersey in the city for a little while.
Let me tell you something, you know, we were kids. You guys, we got nothing out here.
No, you guys got a little shaking, you know, a little mumble there, you know?
Yeah, well, no, we got earthquakes. Hey, Lubes, you know what I was thinking about? The worst the weather would get when we were kids, it would get really cold. And there's a park, for all you guys that don't know, it's called Hudson County Park. And they have a little lake up there, and the weather would fucking freeze in January. We would wait, and then the lake would freeze up, and in the middle it was a little island. And we would cross.
Right. They used to call it the island of
Insanity Party. And we would walk, across with a keg. And the one night we ate a bunch of quaaludes, and we went to the Wing Fung Chinese restaurant where we'd always run out of there. And Joe Focaccia was with us, and he had a hook nose. And all of a sudden, he ate a quaalude or something. He fell asleep in the fucking pork fried rice.
And his face felt right in the rice.
And the rice was going in his nostrils.
And woke him up, and it was stuck all to his nose, man. Fuck, guys. He came, What's so funny?
What's so funny? The fucking rice is coming out of your nose. I don't know how many times I dined and dashed out of that fucking Wing Fung. They used to be pissed at me. I used to go in there and run out. Oh, my God.
Right. And then you say, Luby, wait. I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. I said, uh-oh, there he goes, dine and dash.
We would dine. That's where I learned how to dine and dash, the Wing Fung.
We should do it to where we were. I just said, uh-oh. Hey, I'll be right back.
Yeah, we just leave you there and fucking run.
Boom, right? Back to back door, and we leave somebody sitting there, right?
Oh, my God. Copy
somebody.
Oh, my God, Lewis, that was so funny. We used to run out of there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just happy that I got power, man. You know, what do you do without power? At night, it's like, what do? You just sit in your dark house, freezing. You know, now it's cold. You know?
And where'd you get the generators from, Lewis?
Okay, how about this? My dad says to me, don't worry about that. He goes, you're with the Pope of 80th Street. We got power. I almost died when he said that.
So you have a generator, correct? You have two fucking...
But he doesn't know that, you know. He's old. He thinks that we just got power because of him. I didn't tell him there's a generator. I started running.
Where'd you get the generators from, Loops?
What's that?
Where'd you get the generators from?
I go visit my boy up in Pennsylvania. He does all that stuff, you know, generators and that. So.
And what do you got, diesel fuel in them?
Yeah, diesel fuel. They run for about like 3-4 days.
Holy shit.
And then, yeah. I'm like, you know, you got to keep filling that. But still, you know, right now, just people like, my neighbor goes, boy, my house is ice cold in that. Because this morning, it was like 40 degrees out. You know? That's a pretty cold one, you know, all night long in that. And you're basically not used to that cold weather, you know? I said, well, it's not that cold in my house.
Is mom cooking and shit or no? What'd she cook yesterday? Some chicken cutlets? What'd she cook?
No. This morning, since you got me up early, I put the order for, like, you know, some buttermilk pancakes in there.
He put the order in. Oh, mom, yeah, mom cooks good.
Buttermilk pancakes, please. What the hell?
You're a bad motherfucker. All right, you're going to be home. I'll call you in a little while. I'm happy you called us. I'll call you in about an hour. Get the address. You know I love you, buddy. Have a good day, cocksucker.
All right, buddy.
Stay black.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine you and him having a conversation, stuttering each other to death? Him stuttering, you stuttering.
I don't normally stutter. It's only when you tell the black girl's going to fart on my face.
Oh, he's a great guy. This kid Lubes, man. Let me tell you something. I've been friends with Lubes since freshman year in high school. And I can't tell you how many times he covered for me. If I didn't talk to this guy, I would be the biggest piece of shit in the world. I mean, this guy used to come to hotels and bring me food and... he'd always show me, like if I called him and said, Lubes, I got no money. I snorted coke last night. I'm broke. I'm hungry. He would bring me weed, chicken cutlets, mashed potatoes, a fucking Valium, a couple dollars to take a bus. You know, I grew up in his house, so I'm happy he still calls. He's a bad motherfucker. He stutters up a storm. The only time he don't stutter is when you give him a couple bumps of coke, then he's straight. He's like fucking Pavarotti. He could sing songs. He's jumping up and down.
I didn't know the storm was that bad, though, because, I mean, I don't really watch the news, and I figured it was just water and...
You know, I always downplay everything. If I don't see fucking people floating or something, I always downplay something. But I've called everybody. I called everybody yesterday, and I could tell that a lot of people aren't answering the phone because they have no power. So they got to save onto the power, so they have to charge the phone in their car.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people didn't answer, but my heart goes out to them. When I watch that shit, I grew up there. You know, it's like watching 9/11. You know, I'm not going to sit here and cry and be on my hands and knees, but the bottom line is I grew up there, and it does affect me, and my heart goes out to those people if there's something I can do. So what we're going to do is when we do the fart and fucking your face contest, we're going to have proceeds out of your $5, whatever you don't use.
Of course.
We're going to send it to New Jersey and, you know, because the Flying Jews helping out Jersey. What the fuck? Don't you want the Flying Jew to help out Jersey? People in New Jersey know who you are. The Flying Jew helped us out.
I think Mad Flavor should help out Jersey.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to help out by women farting your face, and I take a percentage, 2 points. So you get 3 points, and North Bergen gets 2 points. Who's better than you? And you get the fucking finger banging chicken smell your finger. Come on, Lee. I'm taking care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
I was just recovering, and now you're bringing it all back.
You're 24, and it's like the rest of you guys listen to this podcast and twit me. I love you guys. That's why I fucking give you all love with Johnson and Rob McKenzie and Richie Lemos. I love that you guys were a family on Twitter, and that we all stick together and fucking bang this out. I was going to give you an album of the day today, but I'm not in the mood for fucking music. It's Halloween. Who's going to stay in today? I'm happy that you're listening to this now. You going to dress up, Lee?
No, I got to work.
Jesus fucking Christ. I got a shit day, too, today. I'm not going to do much. I'm scared on Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, man. Shit might go down. Somebody might fucking kill a cat and skin him and put him on my doorstep. I don't need that bad luck.
Jesus,
you know, I got
Christ.
Kids knocking on the fucking door now. They want candy. I'm in here stone locked up trying to watch the rerun of Sons of Anarchy. I got these little fucking Mexican kids knocking on my door. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what it was yesterday. And they start early. These motherfuckers don't have a calendar. Trick-or-treat. What the fuck? I had like gum. I gave one a pork chop. I didn't even have candy yesterday. I had a meatloaf. I had to take the meatloaf. I don't give a fuck. They want some. I had a couple dollars. I give them pennies. Whatever the fuck I got, I give them. It's just kids trying to make a hustle. You know what I'm saying? It's funny because when I went to the doctor, last Thursday with my wife, the Kaiser, and I fucking hate going to the doctor on my own. Never mind going with my wife. But they they put the thing, they did the thing on the stomach, and you see the baby on the screen, and they give you a Polaroid picture. 10,000, they give you a black and fucking white picture. iPhone's got the best camera in the world. These fucking medical places still give you a picture of the baby looking like a fucking skeleton in there. But it's amazing that this is catching up to me. I'm becoming a father, and this is what happens, and it's scary. You know, it's scary, but I'm optimistic. I got you motherfuckers that listen to the church and what's happening now. You guys got kids, so you'll be answering a lot of my fucking questions for once. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love you guys.
I was just thinking about that. You told me about it. We were driving down, I think it was to the Irvine Improv, not Ontario, but now 6 or 7 months later, you're going to Ontario this weekend. And it's finally hitting you.
It's 2 months away, and it's hitting me because you see it. I see my wife. You know, and I'll tell you, like, I'm not that excited, but I'm excited when I see her. I love my wife. You know, I really do. I think the world of my wife. She's a cool lady. It's weird. Like, last night I went to the Haha again, did some comedy. And I wait till she falls asleep. I hang out with her all night, and then I go out. You know, I definitely want to shoot this special in January, so I really want to be ready, and I want my peeps to be ready. And, you know, we're going to try to get a little show, because the same people who come to the Fart of the Face show are going to be invited to the CD taping, because that's just the way it is. Stop laughing, Lee. This is serious. We're going to get this over. You got to overcome this shit, Lee. It's over. You know, you join the church of what's happening now. You're my brother. I love you. And now I got to fucking do what I got to do. I got to take under my wing. You got to do this kind of shit. But you got to pay attention. We're going to fucking make a soldier out of you. Don't you want to be a fucking... You're giggling and shit. You're jumping up and down. I don't want you giggling.
I used to think I did, but I think I'm fine now.
No, you're fine. You got to get out there and you got to do your thing. You just sat here the other day and told me how you're bored. You tell me how this girl says that I goof on you. You're my brother. You're the flying Jew. Wait till the yarmulkes come out and you have your yarmulke on the side pimping. Because we're going to have the yarmulke so the design goes to the side like a black yarmulke dude. You know what I'm saying? You can bust this motherfucker out. So you know I love you, Leo. And all of you guys, man. I do this show. I get up at 5. And I do this for my health. I do this to get money. No. I do this so you guys get something out of your day. You go out there and fucking apply it. To get something from me and apply it to your fucking day. And you know what it is? Smoke a little joint, fucking live your life, and go out there and bang it out the best that you can. And accept it for what it is. If you fail, you get up again tomorrow and you fucking try again. You heard me today telling the story about being a bodyguard for a gay guy and a bunch of fucking transvestites. That was my life 25 years ago. Am I ashamed of it? Fuck no. I had a good time. Nobody sucked my dick. I didn't have to put a wig on. That's all that matters. But you know what? We're here, and we try every day. And that's why I tell you, you got the world by the fucking balls, you young cocksuckers. You don't know what you got in front of you. You're young. Get up. Wash your dick. Shine your shoes. You can't go out with shitty fucking shoes on. I see these motherfuckers with nice suits, and their shoes ain't shining. How are you going to get your dick suckly? Your shoes got to be spotless. You go to fucking the supermarket for $2. You get that shit. You put on your shoes. Then you buff them out. You give your niece $2 to buff them out with the fucking towel. And you go out there and you greet the fucking day, dog. That's it. It's that easy, Lee. We're not doing brain surgery. I'm not doing... That's what kills me about society, that you'll get a call saying that Brad Pitt was at the Edge Bar and they picked up his tab. But some doctor that just fucking saved somebody who got hit by a fucking car and was walking across the street with a limp, he gets none. He's got to pay the tab. He's got to pay the tab. Our priorities are wrong straight. There's nothing wrong with you, dog. When I was 21... and I was a bodyguard for a bunch of gay guys, I could have gone home and cried and said there was nothing wrong with me. Just the people I had around me at the time. And even those Cubans are great fucking people because they watched me. I learned from them. So I'm not here to fucking poison you, Lee. I'm here to move your exploration along. You know what I'm saying? The rest of you fucking guys, same thing. I'm not here to harm nobody. We're just having a good time. This is a great time we have here in the mornings. I love doing it, Lee. And I'm happy that you reminded me about Testicle Testaments. It's still in the top 10. It was number 6 this morning.
Yeah.
So thank you. Go to iTunes, pick up Testicle Testaments 1 and 2. We're going to release 4. We're going to have the whole fucking series. And then we're going to put it into a whole one show. And I'm going to go out on the road and fucking tour for you guys next year.
Oh, shit.
We're in Ontario this weekend, November 1st through the 4th. I don't know, 909. I don't know what the fuck the number is. Ontario Improv. It's 909-484-5411. Call them to get tickets. I don't have any Death Squatters. Joe's going to be up in Seattle with Red Band and Greg Fitzsimmons. Ari's in Calgary. And fucking Duncan is somewhere, you know, stabbing some Buddhist chick in the ass with dirty feet.
You know. You got great people on the show, though. You got Felicia on a couple.
I got Felicia Friday and Saturday. I got Edwin San Juan. I got Corey and Chad Thursday. I'm doing some radio tomorrow to promote it, so come on out to the Ontario Improv. Also, I think Chicago might be sold out by
oh,
now.
Oh, shit.
But I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss this show. Next Thursday, November 8th, with the Flying Fucking Jew at the House of Blues. Tickets are online. I'll be in Arizona. And that's it, the end of the world show. I'm taping the special. What else we got going on, Lee? The documentary is still on Payloads for $5 or on Amazon for $5, where I got my boss from. Lee was the executive producer. He was the director. I mean, you were everything on it, Lee, right or wrong. And you learned. You didn't know nothing. Yeah. You didn't know nothing. We learned, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm sure one all. Day.
You got to have the world. You got to fucking get up. You take the world by the balls. Grab the fucking balls and say, fuck you, world. I'm going out and I'm getting out what belongs to me. And everything belongs to you guys. You're young. Go out there. Read a fucking book. I'm reading that book, American Desperado. Tremendous.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
tremendous.
A big book.
I'm going to fill you guys in more next week. We're going to finish the sponsors up. But I think I want to do something with Omnit because this fucking shake, you got to taste this stuff. And just the joint stuff they have. And never mind New Moon and Alpha Brain and Shroom Tech. These are all great products. And I know you heard Joe talk about it. They got a money-back guarantee, and the if you guys don't want to fucking pay for it, steal the fucking chemicals and make them yourself. You're at home like grandpa. Whatever the fuck. You can make your own vitamins at home. I don't give a fuck what you do, as long as you get healthy. That's all we want here, the church, and what's happening now. I mean, I'm no fucking picture of health, but we're all going to get healthy together in time. Right, Lee, cocksucker?
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to Boston, you're going to sling dick. If you're huffing and puffing, you can't sling dick. She's 21. You got to give her 20, 30 minutes of cock. You got to be moving and light your asshole on fire and tell her you love her and, you know, that her pussy smells like Gemma's from Sons of Anarchy. You got to work that shit.
There's way too much asshole stuff going on.
Nah, but you're not just going to lick the asshole. You're going to sniff the muffler and the monkey, the patois of the pussy. That's the whole flavor is the asshole. And you lick it one time. You never licked an asshole?
No. I've avoided it like the plague.
This is what the problem is. This is what the problem is in society. Nobody wants to get to the patois, to the heart of the fucking matter. On a Wednesday, October 31st, don't forget, tomorrow is All Saints Day, and then All Souls Day, and then Friday is All fucking Saints Day. For you Catholics, you got to light a candle. And even if you're not Catholic or you're a Christian, you had somebody who died, you light a candle and give them light wherever the fuck they are, whether they're in hell, purgatory, or fucking heaven. You want to give them a little light. I feel good this morning. I went to acupuncture. I had a fucking protein shake. You know what I'm saying? I got a good... I didn't get full 8 hours, but I got like 5.5. I got a couple things. I got a podcast with Felicia. I got a couple things, and I'll come back and take a nap. It's Halloween. I'm locking these doors at 5. Any fucking kid shows up, I throw him right down the fucking stairs. You think I'm kidding you? I ain't fucking around no more, Lee. I love you guys with all my heart. We're not having a podcast this week. We went 0-2 in gambling last week. What do you want to fucking talk to us for? I went 0-2. I mean, the under came in, but not really. It went over by 4 points. It didn't come in. I got to go to service the Subaru today.
Okay.
That's going to cost me
$8 million.
$8 million fucking dollars, but I'm looking forward to it. What do you got the rest of the week, Lee? What are you doing, brother?
Got work, and I think I'm going to come down Sunday with you.
You're going to come down Sunday with me and with San Juan. Don't forget, we're at the Ontario Improv. Next Wednesday, I'm at the Chicago House of Blues. Next Thursday, November 8th. And then the 16th and 17th, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, shit.
At Scottsdale, there's only 100 tickets at the place. I'm only doing 4 shows. It's going to sell out quick. Don't fuck around. And after that, I'm home for 2 months because my wife is having a baby, Lee. Thank you very much. You know I love you, Lee. I kid you about the fart, but this, we're going through with this. We're going to have a party in L.A. If you have any suggestions, if you have any girls that... Like I said, we'll split the fucking door. So if we get 200 people at $20, it's like $8,000. You guys get $6,000. We split it. Fucking $2,000 for farting in the guy's face, ladies. That's your Christmas money. And it's Lee. Uh-huh. And he just puts an inch of his finger in your little twat and machine guns it. You know what I'm saying?
And then we need a tequila coming in.
And
to
then once
this.
They fart, once he smells it before he passes out, because you don't want little Lee to pass out. What's this girl's name you're flirting with online, Lee?
What's her name?
Don't say her last name. Just say her first name.
Rose.
Rose, all right. Tell her you love her. Say, Rose, I love you. I can't wait to come to Boston and suck your fucking twat.
Straight from...
Say it.
Straight from Joey Diaz. I'm not going to say that.
Say it. I love you, Rose, because she's listening. This is like Titanic.
She does listen. I don't want
to... Well, just say it. Say what you want from her. Tell her you love her. Rose, I love you, dirty bitch. Like that. Say it. Come on, Lee. What are you fucking holding on to your head for? You're all stretched. You got the thing. It's covering your little bottoms Collins head, dude.
Let's
tell her, Rose.
What music do you want
to... No, tell her, Rose. I love you. Go ahead. Say, Rose, I love you. Look at him, folks. Do you see what I got to deal with? Look at him. Look at him. His face is red.
I mean, man, I don't want to say I love
So just say you love her through Twitter. I love these people on Twitter. I don't meet half of them. I see them at shows, and then I fall in love with them like Monkey Todd and fucking my no, man Mitch.
She's a great person. I don't.
But say I love you, because once you say I love you online, she's going to say, what the fuck you think I'm talking? Lee, say you love her. Trust me, it's like somebody dedicating a song. You ever see abroad when somebody calls and says, I want to dedicate this song to my sweetheart, Maria? in prison for 18 years. Say, yeah, I want
to. Oh, I'll dedicate this song to you, Rose. There
right,
you go.
Go ahead. So put the best of you on by the Foo Fighters.
All right.
Fucking people. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I love you guys. Drive safely. Have a safe Halloween, man. Be careful, no matter. Keep your eyes in the back of your head. There's a lot of fucking freaks out there. Bring the gun and shoot somebody, too. Don't fuck around. Shoot him in the leg and run like a motherfucker. Shoot him in the leg, cocksucker. Run like a motherfucker. Listen. You guys know I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and I love you with all my heart. Thank you for making this podcast a success with you guys. I mean, it's always great getting up. Go to my fucking go to Church of What's Happening Now. Leave a comment. Subscribe. This helps me out so we can get more sponsors, better sponsors. I can do this every week. We get a studio. We can fucking do live stuff. I mean, I'm going for it with this, guys. I need your help. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday on Stick'Em.com. I also want to give a shout out to my main man, Efren. He's one of the producers over at Stick'Em, and last week we were having problems, and he came over at 5 in the fucking morning, knocked on my door. I almost got the gun and shot the motherfucker. But it's real customer service, and I'm happy I stayed with Stick'Em. I'm happy they're doing a great job. And that's it, guys. Have a great weekend. Download this motherfucker. Tell your friends, your family. Tweet Lee Syatt at Lee Syatt at Mad Flat.
Yeah.
Convince this motherfucker. Trust me, you guys have eaten ass. Talk to this guy. Tell Rose you love her. All right, we love
this
you, people.
This one's for you, Rose.
It's for you, Rose. Have a great weekend. Stay black.
I've got another Jesus. Confession to make. Someone